Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com.
Go to frankspeech.com now and use the promo code STU or call 800-262-2403 to receive these exclusive MyPillow offers. Thank you and God bless.
Well, the whole world is watching as Mike Lindell features a host of guests at the Cyber Symposium in South Dakota, where Lindell promises to reveal data and election information that's going to change the world. Last evening, Lindell looked uncharacteristically flustered. Just before 7 p.m. Central, he grabbed the microphone. He looked incredibly concerned. Tina Peters then hit the stage. Peters, by the way, is the Mesa County clerk who took the stage and was clearly shaken up herself. Then she exposed that Colorado officials had raided her office, suggested that the Secretary of State was trying to set her up, frame her for security breaches. Brad Barton is a former high school educator, a former coach. We have a lot in common in that regard. He's a work-from-home entrepreneur. I'm jealous of that. He's the host of The Little Talk Show with Brad. He joins us now. So, Brad, the Secretary of State, Jenna Griswold, is reported to have raided the office of the Mesa County clerk while Peters was airborne en route to the symposium. All of this is pretty rattling. Bring us up to speed.
Well, I think we all know about the same, Stu, but I mean, the bottom line, and again, let me preface this, was I don't know this for a fact. It's speculation, but it's pretty easy to see, read between the lines. This lady was being set up, looks like, by the Secretary of State because she had the audacity to question the Secretary of State. So they went there, where I'm hearing is they went there to arrest her, and she, Mike Lindell, had her out of the county, out of the state, and had her in front of the whole world. And Lindell cut the legs out from under him. He basically beat him to the punch. And now the media, what are they going to do?
Well, the media obviously is reporting today that, you know, Lindell's fake event, despite all of the proven factual data that supports 81 million people voted for the most prolific president in the history of the country. And they go on and on rattling all of this propaganda talking point nonsense. I mean, I haven't seen one major media outlet even acknowledge that this symposium is going on. We all know that Fox News refused to air advertisements about it. We're airing them heavily here. Election integrity is incredibly important. And if Lindell or anybody, Peters, anybody, whoever has information that suggests that, hey, this election is not right, I mean, why wouldn't we want to investigate that? Lindell has spent millions of dollars of his own money, and then he withdrew ads from Fox for MyPillow, hit him where it hurts, right in the wallet. Yep. How does all of this shake out? I mean, you've been dropping tons of bombs, tons of intel to your audience. We've been grabbing a hold of it. You're doing a great job out there. So, like, what is Lindell hoping to reveal to the world that he says is going to change the scope of the election?
Well, let me say this first of all. You know, I don't. I can't. I don't know for sure what Lindell's going to say, and that's just being honest. I don't know, but going back to your point about the media hiding everything, I mean, let's think about this, Stu. If you had been accused of stealing something out of a store and they are going after you and they're saying, you stole it, Mr. Peters, it's in that bag right there, you've got it, what would you do? If you're innocent, you'd open the bag up and say, look here, idiot, it's not in here, I didn't do it.
That's right.
But no, you don't. But see, that's the human nature. But what are they doing? Folks, if you can't see it, you're blind. Okay. If you have nothing to hide, come forth. It's like the lady said last night, Stu, from the stage, the lady from Virginia said, people saying there's no proof. Well, let us do a forensic audit and you will see the proof. You can't show the proof without showing it.
I just don't understand how people could be against or why there would be any resistance to a forensic audit. There's so many questions. I mean, there's so much evidence that suggests, I mean, look at the stuff that Bobby Payton has put out, what they have found thus far in Arizona. You know, I mean, 74,000 ballots. This is insane. I mean, there's all kinds of data from military strategists and former intelligence officers coming forward. This thing has been reported by every media outlet that I can think of, that there are highly questioned anomalies surrounding the 2020 election, and it goes all the way through the down ballot. You know, yeah. Why? I mean, when in our history has the polling place closed, shut down, counting stopped in the middle of the night?
Never.
What is the likelihood that 100% of ballots, you know, 150, 170,000 ballots all come in at 3 o'clock in the morning, and 100% of them are for one candidate or the other? I mean, when in history has any of this happened, Brad?
It's impossible. It's never happened. And that ought to tell you something. You know, my good friend Chris Widener said something, Stu, a while back. And he said, if I was the Democrats, think about this. If I were the Democrats, if I was the establishment or whatever, I would literally go online, on air, and I would call these Republicans crazy that are asking for this audit. I would go, I mean, I would announce it from the mountaintops. They're crazy. And set them up. And then I would do the audit. And then once I did the audit, I would show the world, just like I said, they're crazy. And it would be the end of the Republican Party. It would be the end of the movement.
You would discredit them forever. Every Republican would look crazy. Trump would look like he was trying to set up a Marxist coup.
That's right.
The whole thing would look like a complete sham, and never again would another Republican get elected. Or you could just do it the other way. You could deny, continue to use allegedly internet-connected machines and steal every election from here on out. 2022 doesn't matter to them. 24 doesn't matter because they've got it in the bag. Nobody's going to change what's happening. We're going to jail every single person who tries to. We're going to put them in solitary confinement, put gag orders on them, never let them talk, and commit the Marxist coup ourselves. And that's what it looks like is where we are right now.
Yeah, yeah. And the people are not stupid. Everyone knows what happened. Everyone knows it's, I mean, common sense tells you this. So yeah, you're right. But we, the people, are going to fight back. We're not.
Don't people think it's funny? I mean, let's just talk about a couple of things, and maybe you can think of some more. You know, I'll plant the seed, I'll start the trunk of the tree, and we can branch out from here. But let's just talk about this. Let's talk about some crazy anomalies. Okay. 81 million people, the most prolific, most popular man to ever run for the high office. 81 million. More black voters cast for Biden than did for who would have been the first black president in the history of our country, Barack Hussein Obama, right? More black voters like Biden, despite his racist policies and comments in the past, openly racist policies, despite his affiliation directly with the Ku Klux Klan, more black voters voted for him. Yet 33 people show up and sit in little circles on the, I don't know what they're trying to do with the circles, if they're summoning the mothership or what's going on here. 33 people show up to these events, most of which are members of the media or work for Biden himself or the campaign, right? Meanwhile, you look at Trump events. 40, 50, 60,000 people would be in attendance if there was a stadium large enough to hold 300,000 and the pandemic hadn't been, you know, at its height, which was also part of the plan. He could have filled stadiums that held 400,000 or 500,000. I mean, if there was such a thing. Where, how about this? YouTube videos, live videos from the White House have like 127 people watching them. When Trump goes live, the internet breaks. But they don't let him go live. They shut him down. They kill his feeds. They tried to tamper with the symposium last night. Lindell said that they were hacked there. You know, when you look in the eyes of people like Mike Lindell, who has spent millions of his own dollars with nothing to gain.
That's right.
The guy is a self-made millionaire, crack addict to CEO.
Yep.
Read the book. Amazing book. What does he have to gain? He's selling pillows. I mean, this guy is a multimillionaire, self-made from right here in my home state of Minnesota. Yep. you know, all of his products American made. He employs tons of people. He's a true American patriot. He could support the president without doing this. He could support the president without spending millions and millions of his own dollars. But when you look in this man's eyes, you see a level of authenticity and sincere conviction that just can't be disputed.
He's genuine. He is genuine. And I like the word you just used, authenticity. And that's what I tell people. I don't care what you want to say about Mike Lindell. You like, dislike, whatever. No one can take away from him what he is doing for our country. And it is not for him. It is for we the people. It is for us. This guy is laying it all on the line. This guy would be one of the guys, Stu, and I hope and pray that you and I would as well, and I believe we would. But I know for a fact, there's no doubt in my mind, Mike Lindell would be one of the guys that put his John Hancock on the Declaration of Independence and said, I will pledge my fortunes and my sacred honor, everything.
He has. He has, and he continues to do it. You know, people say, I see this stuff on, you know, in the Twitter sphere, which, by the way, is not the real world. But I see people saying, oh, he's a grifter. He's just looking for fame and attention. He's looking for money and power and control. Really? Really? I mean, what kind of a delusional world are people actually living in? This guy is giving up so much money. He's spending his money. And think of the losses that he is taking because his advertising is not around the clock on the fake news channel. It's absolutely mind-boggling to me. You know, and then you watch, having a little bit of faith that some of these so-called conservative cable news outlets are going to report on this. Peep, not a word. Silence. Complete silence. And you're right. And for those of the people that are listening, there's, you know, 2.4 million. Listen, audio only on the podcast. Remember.
I was making the money. Sign.
Yeah, he was doing the little hand money sign. That's what this is all about, isn't it?
This is all about money. This is all about money and what they're doing to people with this jab and what they're trying to do. They're trying to hold people hostage with money. I mean, folks, you know, Stu, I raised in church all my life. I've never understood the verse or where it says in the Bible, there are more verses about money than there is heaven and hell. I've never understood that. Now I'm starting to understand it. They are using money. Money, it makes the world go round, and it's as the word says, you can't serve both God and mammon, and that's money, and Man. That's what we're up against.
Unbelievable. Where can people find your show?
Hey, they can find it at Brad Barton, BradBartonUSA.com. My website is a work in progress. I'm getting it back up running. It's been down. They can also find me on Rumble at Talk Show 21. That's 2-1. And on my channel, and then they can find me on Telegram also at The Little Talk Show with Brad.
We're going to put all of that on the screen. We will also put it over at StuPeters.tv. I have been watching you. The stuff that you're revealing deserves worldwide attention. And would you agree that whether you're on the side of, yeah, this thing was clearly stolen, or you're on the fence, hey, maybe, wouldn't you agree that the world should be watching at frankspeech.com? I mean, here's a guy who's spent millions of his own dollars. He's got a $5 million offer for anybody that can dispute or prove this wrong. Nobody's coming forward. Complete silence.
Because they can't. Every eye in America, every eye in the world should be on Frank's speech.
That's right.
Mike shouldn't have a worry about hacking. He should have a worry about crashing.
Now, we are going to continue, because it's our jobs, we're going to continue to cover other things around the world, because we don't want any distractions away from anything. We got a big story coming up about American Airlines versus United Airlines. A lot of these people are being forced, these CEOs, to make certain decisions, what they're going to do. The military, what a travesty. Jerome Bell, who's a candidate for United States Congress out of Virginia, was on the program yesterday, and he's basically saying, just walk. The military cannot make you do this. There are so many things going on. If we fix the election, Brad, final words, does a lot of this nonsense just solve itself? Does it just go away?
Yes, that's the key. We've got to fix, like Mike said last night, Stu, 2022 is a joke. 2024 is a joke. If we don't fix 2020, nothing else matters. And let me say one last thing. I was texting a friend this morning earlier, and he said that they have put the mask back on his kids very first thing this morning, just surprised them. And I said, listen, brother, here's what's got to happen. Most people feel the same way that you do, you and I do about it, Stu. They're not willing to step out. We need leaders right now, leadership. If they have a leader, they'll follow. We need leaders in America to step up and say, no more, we will not comply with your bull crap.
And no matter who you are, you can become a leader in your community. Go to these school board meetings. Make your voice heard. Stand before the county commissioners. And most importantly, go to your sheriff and ask your sheriff, where do you stand in all of this? Right? Because
exactly
when they
right.
come into your driveway, when they come into your backyard, front yard, you have no trespassing signs out. They knock on the door and they got that needle. What is your sheriff going to do? And if your sheriff doesn't think that his or her arm is next, they're wrong because they're coming for all of us. Brad Barton, thank you so much for being here. God bless you. God bless Mike Lindell and God bless America. The Stu Peters Show will continue in just 60 seconds as we will have an American Airlines pilot who is bravely speaking out. A lot going on with the airlines and this injection as we continue. Go nowhere.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell. And I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this Cyber Symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com.
Go to frankspeech.com now and use the promo code STU or call 800-262-2403 to receive these exclusive MyPillow offers. Thank you and God bless.
Well, along with the big news of the communist-type military mandate that has personnel curious about what country exactly it is that they serve, the United Airlines mandate continues to be of tremendous concern for the about 68,000 employees subjected to this totalitarian ultimatum, completely robbing every individual of their medical freedom, forcing them into a potentially hazardous injection that the FDA won't even fully endorse. As if that company's CEO, Scott Kirby, and Todd Insler, the master executive council chairman to the Airline Pilots Association, are being manipulated by people pushing bad policy on the men and women responsible for the air transportation of millions of people every day. Meanwhile, with the outrage exploding among the pilots, the ground crew, the flight attendants, the maintenance workers, and so on, the rest of the supposedly free Americans working at United, that type of oppression and authoritarian militant stance is not consistent throughout the airline community, as Southwest, Delta, and American Airlines have backed off of these tyrannical mandates. Joining me now is Josh Yoder. He's a pilot at American Airlines, whose CEO Doug Parker recently said, quote, "We certainly encourage it everywhere we can, encourage it for our customers and our employees, but we're not putting mandates in place." Josh, you've told me that you applied at both companies and that you've credited God for pairing you with American since these overreaching mandates hit United Airlines. So what's your opinion here? Doug Parker, American Airlines management, their handling of this situation. How do you see it?
Yes, absolutely. First of all, I have to say that I speak only on my own behalf. I'm not a spokesperson for the company, the Allied Pilots Association, or even my fellow pilots. I really applaud Doug Parker for what he's done here. He's shown true leadership. He's shown that he values medical freedom for his employees. And I believe that's the type of leadership that we're going to continue to see from American Airlines. And I'm truly disappointed in United.
It's unfathomable that these employees, pilots, I mean, all of them, 68,000 people being told your opinion, your freedom does not matter here at United Airlines. We don't consider that to be an inherent right of yours.
That's correct, Stu. It goes completely against their company values. I mean, I took some time yesterday and I actually have some of their company values right here. So first of all, when you go under dignity and respect, it says we treat everyone with respect. That's not what I see happening at United Airlines. There's nothing respectful about the way the employees of United Airlines are being treated. Also under the responsibility clause, it says we use good judgment and open communications in all decisions. I don't know. I'll let your viewers decide, you know, if they think that this is good judgment in all decisions. I don't think so. You know, to force someone to take a jab that has known medical side effects, we don't know what the long-term effects are.
Yeah, the fact is we just don't know. I mean, yeah, exactly. And right. the fact is we just don't know. There are so many questions. You know, there's I talk about it all the time. I mean, we have access to one system called VAERS. We're told that that is the least comprehensive, most inaccurate, But then there are many other databases out there that we can't see. Why? You know, it's a big secret, and that's a conversation for a whole nother show. But what is your reasoning for being hesitant to this inoculation?
Well, Stu, for me personally, it's primarily religious. I mean, obviously the medical plays a part because we don't know what the side effects are.
Sure.
But I do have very deeply held religious beliefs against taking this vaccine. And, you know, it's I know that a lot of my coworkers do as well. Like these concerns are expressed almost on a daily basis.
Yeah. You know, and I'm in the same boat. That's exactly my reasoning, you know, along with the medical questions. Nobody's really been able to tell me how this benefits me. I take this inoculation, right, but then I'm being told I have to continue wearing a mask as if the inoculation is not effective. Then I'm watching thousands.
It doesn't make logical sense.
Yeah, and I'm watching thousands of videos that people are recording of themselves all over the world, putting them in places like TikTok and on Instagram, later deleted by those oligarchs at big tech. But they're having serious life-altering permanent side effects, and they're attributing it to this inoculation. That raises an eyebrow for me. That's concerning medically, but you're right. On the religious part, that's exactly where I stand as well. And medical experts have been on this program surrounding the safety issues of these blood clots. You know, you're a pilot, and these medical experts have suggested that you're already at risk for these things, high altitude, in the seat for long periods of time, the stress, right, the anxiety, myocarditis is an issue. They've articulated on this show that these shots put you and your fellow pilots at a much greater risk. And there's been
that's
warnings,
correct,
early on. Remember, several outlets reported, hey, if you're a passenger and you've been inoculated, beware. And I know that you're a pilot, you're not a doctor, but do you see these mandates as a safety of flight issue?
Yes, Stu, I see it as a major safety of flight issue. And perhaps this may be the greatest safety of flight issue that the airlines have ever faced. You know, possibly we don't know that yet, but it's hard to say what the long-term effects are going to be. We don't know. I mean, what if myocarditis becomes like a larger issue, you know, and pilots start to lose their medicals, you know, so let's say 3 or 4 years in. I mean, it could completely bring the aviation industry to its knees if they have pilots that can't pass their medicals in a couple of years.
Unbelievable. You know, millions of people fly every day. I was looking at the TSA numbers just before having you on. It was like 2.2 million people on one day over the weekend. That's a lot of families. That's a lot of moms, dads, brothers, sisters, aunties, cousins, business people traveling for all different reasons, you know, trying to enjoy their life. And, you know, these are real people. These aren't just numbers to me. I look at these people as being at a tremendous amount of increased risk, and that's according to medical experts, researchers, doctors that have appeared on this program saying there is a tremendous concern here. And, you know, the shot companies, the people manufacturing these things, have had to come out. The CDC has had to acknowledge, you know, this myocarditis phenomenon as being something that is of more concern than originally anticipated. And without getting, you know, into exact numbers or sounding the alarm here, there's an alarm that should be going off in the heads of everybody behind the pilots, you know, in the fuselage of these planes flying at 35, 40, 50,000, whatever, however many feet you fly at. I don't know, I'm not a pilot. But, you know, that's a long ways up there. And they're not supposed to come down suddenly. It makes me hesitant, and it concerns me. I don't know that United is going to be my first choice as far as safe air travel, knowing what they're doing over there. Is there a way, or is there enough time for Kirby and Insler and the management over at United, in your opinion, to back this off and say, hey, you know, we're going to reconsider this before we go full-fledged termination on these pilots and the rest,
absolutely,
of the employees?
Of course there's time. Everyone needs to stand up and say no. It's time that all of us do our patriotic duty. You know, myself, starting with myself, your listeners, you know, we can email these people. We can just say no. We choose where we spend our dollars. You know, don't fly United. It's that simple. You know, make your voice heard. You can email them. I think you're going to be putting the links for their emails here in the show. You can email them. You can call them. And most importantly, stop giving them money.
You know, I had a thought just now. You're saying email them. They could stop. They could make a difference. What about this? What about United Airline or Frontier, I guess, is mandating this thing in a communistic militant type fashion?
Right.
What about these employees, ground crew, maintenance, flight attendants, ticket counter, pilots? Is American hiring?
American is hiring.
See, there you go.
I would love to see these people at American. You know, these people that are standing up for their rights, Those are the types of people we want in America. And, you know, we want people who value freedom. We want people who value their fellow employees. You know, like we, you know, our core values over at America, you know, we have inclusion and diversity. You know, we have inclusion of diverse thought. I mean, that's how we get along. You know, we don't all agree on the vaccine. But when I show up to work, I feel like a valued employee, you know, and we can agree to disagree and we get along great. I would love to work with these people.
That atmosphere that you just that you described, showing up, feeling like a valued employee, that's right. A direct reflection of your CEO's leadership, your Absolutely. Association's leadership, the way that you feel represented, that your freedom means something, that it is acknowledged. And although it's being encouraged, that's fine. You can encourage anything. Forcing is a
That's
completely
fine.
Different thing.
I believe in freedom of choice.
Yeah.
Freedom of choice is the issue here, you know? Yeah, I mean, if someone wants to get the vaccine, I fully support that. I support those people. But I also support the people who choose not to get it. You know, without freedom, we don't have America. You know, there is no America without freedom, freedom of choice, and especially medical choice.
And the contrast between the environment that you just described, being a proud pilot at American, versus what these pilots that I'm talking to over at United are feeling, the emails from this Todd Insler fella.
It's crazy.
I mean, that is one of the most far-reaching anti-Semitic, pure blatant disrespect from a seemingly untouchable oligarch over at United.
It's totalitarianism.
And if any
totalitarian,
I gotta believe, and I don't know this for a fact, but I gotta believe if any other employee at United Airlines or in any profession at any company anywhere were to write an email like that to another employee of whatever business corporation, and that were to be exposed, that person would no longer work for that company. And so
it would be immediate termination.
Yeah. I mean, if you wrote that, I'm sure that Parker would not deal with that. He wouldn't allow for that kind of communication to be happening. It's completely unprofessional. It's grotesque. It's an atrocity. And
that type of communication would never be allowed at American Airlines. I mean, we're a very respect oriented airline. You know, like I said, I feel respected when I go to work. And I work with a lot of great people. And the culture at American is very different than what it is at United. Yeah, I would welcome the United pilots with welcome arms, open arms. That would be amazing.
That's great. You got to wonder who it is actually that's protecting Todd Insler and for what reasons over there, allowing that kind of communication to happen. And I think that's a tremendous idea and such a great revelation. And it's not just airline specific. People in every profession, sheriffs, elected sheriffs, police chiefs, you know, we're seeing these mandates in law enforcement agencies. These people could say, hey, we're not doing that over here. We want good cops. Come work for us. The private sector, restaurant businesses. I mean, you name it. The sky is the limit. Those people should be coming forward and saying, hey, we believe in medical freedom, period. We believe in your inherent right to make that choice on your own, regardless of what our opinions are medically. This should be a nonpartisan issue. It's freedom. It is a God-given right guaranteed to you by the Constitution of the United States. And, you know, I commend your bravery coming forward. And I know that you don't speak on behalf of American Airlines. But, you know, the way that you described the environment where you work was good enough for me. Keep it in the air. Josh Yoder, right. American Airlines. Thank you so much good. For being
Thank
here.
You.
We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu. Have a good one.
So for those of you that have not previously seen or know about the truly oppressive communist-type militant stance really being taken over at United Airlines, for those of you who may be listening to the audio only, or you don't really have a clear picture of how aggressively totalitarian the environment has become, or what these some odd 68,000 employees are facing as tyranny stares them right in the face over at United Airlines, this is the email that was written by Todd Insler, the master executive chair to the Airline Pilots Association for United Airlines. The guy is a puke. He wrote, quote, "When we round them up, seize their belongings, and put them in trains to work camps, then tattoo them with ID numbers, shave their heads, make them wear prison clothes, force them to do our labor, starve them, do actual vivisection experimentation, then poison or shoot them, burn the bodies in ovens or bury them in masked, unmarked graves, then he can bring up Nuremberg. Until then, he can go get a f***ing shot and collect $4,000, or he can shut the f*** up." For the pilots and for the rest of the United employees, first of all, I just want to tell you, I'm sorry. I'm with you. I just cannot imagine working in an environment where your rights are being extinguished, stomped on, completely annihilated at the hands of this Insler who seems to be protected by some higher power. It's disgusting. And the fact that he remains employed at United Airlines just paints an obvious picture for me, but this is beyond comprehensible. But here's the deal. You have an out. These other airlines that respect your God-given inherent right to medical freedom appear to be hiring. And you deserve to be treated like a human being rather than being subjected to blatant anti-Semitic attacks from a clearly unstable and angry oligarch called Todd Insler. You deserve better. And Scott Kirby, the CEO at United, has some serious soul-searching that he has the time to do. He has the time to make a choice and show everybody what kind of environment he wants to put on display for the world to see. We don't always get it right the first time, and that's okay. But if Kirby lets this continue, United will absolutely pay the price. And that would be tragic. Now, I have a favor to ask all of you. This is a personal favor from me for all of you that are viewing and or listening to the show today. We need your help. And there are a few key people that need to hear from you. I want you to take the time to do this. Please, I'm asking you personally. Scott Kirby over at United needs some encouragement, and I would ask you to write him. Please, take the time to do this. I mean it. These pilots, their families, the flying public, all of these employees are worth the time it will take for you to email United Airlines CEO at scott.kirby@united.com. scott.kirby@united.com. In addition to Kirby hearing from you, you might also feel strongly about what Comrade Insler wrote in that email that I just read to you, to a pilot who merely, by the way, just asked a simple question about Nuremberg. You can email Insler directly at Todd with two D's, T-O-D-D dot Insler, I-N-S-L-E-R, at ALPA.org. Todd.Insler@ALPA.org. And in the same regard, I think that it's wholly appropriate for the leadership over at American Airlines and that pilots union to hear from you, because they're about freedom. They should be commended. They should be honored, because it takes quite a bit of bravery to stand up amid all of this pressure, wherever it's coming from, and boldly state that their employees are Americans and therefore are free to make this choice on their own. Doug Parker, the CEO at American, he can be reached by email at doug.parker@aa.com. doug.parker@aa.com. And that Pilots Association chairman should be applauded as well. That union is standing up for the employees at American, just as it should be. And that email address is eferguson@alliedpilots.org. And I'm going to put all of these email addresses over at stupeters.tv in one consolidated place so you can find them very easily at your convenience when you're done driving, done watching a symposium, after the show, after supper, whatever. Go to stupeters.tv. Please, folks, do not forget to do this. If there are 5 million people that are watching this show every day in whatever platform it's on, only 1% of you is 50,000. Can you imagine 50,000 emails inundating these email boxes? Encouraging Kirby to do the right thing. Condemning Insler for his communist attack. Applauding Parker and Ferguson for their efforts to protect the pilots over at American. Please do this. 50,000 would be 1%. If all of you do it, 5 million emails. Imagine. It's past time that our voices be heard, and this is a very noble cause, one that could and most likely will absolutely affect the safety and lives of millions of people. So thank you in advance for taking the time to do this. I know that you will. Deanna Lorraine is standing by. She's up next with her report as the Stu Peters Show continues in just 60 seconds. We don't have just anybody advertising here on the Stu Peters Show. I handpick all of our sponsors, something that I am really proud of, and I'm really proud to have StepOnSocks.com. These people who I have gotten to know are absolutely 100% God-fearing patriots. They have a huge faith in our constitutional republic. They are proud of America. And I'm proud to bring them to you. I'm proud to offer their socks, which, by the way, what an incredible thing these things are. These are conversation pieces. They'll start a conversation with anybody, and they give you a sense of satisfaction as you step on these snakes all day long. The classic version has all of the oligarch globalist names on them: Fauci, Obama, Clinton, Biden, Gates, Pelosi. Their names written on the bottom so that you can walk around stepping on these snakes all day long. It's brilliant. Go to steponsocks.com right now, and what you're going to get is a 3-pack of these socks for just $17.76. I knew you would love that number. Red, white, and blue in the 3-pack. 100% Patriot design, all cotton. High quality socks for $17.76, a 3-pack. You can step on these snakes. Plus, they have diversified. The Trader Joe sock is available. My favorite is the Trust in God sock, and all of us should be wearing the Trust in God sock right now. We step on sins all day long and show everybody that you trust in God. It's the only thing that's going to save us. They've also diversified beyond socks to silver. Steponsocks.com has real silver you can buy over there. Plus, don't forget the Second Amendment flags. We have to hold on to that right or we'll lose the rest of them. Go to steponsocks.com right now. Make sure that you mention Stu Peters when you go to steponsocks.com. Deanna Lorraine is standing by. That report is up now as the Stu Peters Show continues. Well, we have the honor and privilege every day to be joined for a segment called Shots Fired. If you're new here to the Stu Peters Show, she's firing shots every day. There she is, the beautiful Deanna Lorraine, intelligent as well. That's why she's a best-selling author. Go get her book, Taking Back America, which you can find at DeannaLorraine.com. Something always on her mind, and she's here to just relentlessly fire shots at all these oligarchs, the tyrants, big tech, communists, those that wish to crush your freedom, steal your liberty, and shred the Constitution right in front of your face. Deanna, what say you today?
Well, I mean, as you know, I modestly say that I was the founder of the hashtag film your hospitals way back last April, right? And it got that big gathering of people from all over the world posting hashtag film your hospital and going out and filming these empty hospitals. And we found out that there were fake footage of hospitals being played on the news. We also found out that there were even dummies in some of these hospitals. They weren't even real patients, because they had to fake a catastrophe this much. And we've also suspected, I've suspected, that there's been some fake doctors and nurses potentially peddling this pro-vaccine propaganda. And now we know that that's absolutely true. It's not a conspiracy theory. There's a big prominent social media marketing company that's an international-based marketing company, and they just got caught posting an ad on an online international talent model and acting agency called Mandy.com. And their ad said that they're looking for people to pose as fake doctors, to impersonate fake doctors and nurses to go on TikTok and to post videos of them on TikTok impersonating doctors and dispelling, quote, COVID conspiracy theories and conspiracy theories surrounding the vaccine. And to tell everybody, because there are this is a campaign to target the youth, it's to dispel conspiracy theories, AKA true information about the vaccines, and to try to encourage young people to go out and get that jab.
This is sick. This is absolutely sick. Seriously, the only conspiracy theory is the virus itself. Nobody's been able to isolate it. Nobody's been able to locate it. Nobody can prove that we're in the middle of a pandemic. We're rolling out this vaccine. We're jabbing everybody, 68,000 employees at United, the entire military. And now we've known that so much of this is fake from the very beginning, and now they're faking doctors on TikTok. I mean,
faking doctors.
If this doesn't expose the whole plan right here, exactly. if you don't wake up as a result of stuff like this, you're hopelessly helpless.
You are. And it says in the ad right here, I'm just going to read verbatim because it's so egregious. They want you filming yourself from home as if you're making multiple TikToks about COVID conspiracy theories and vaccines. They say, again, verbatim, the aim is to make this as believable as possible, as if you're a TikTok doctor. The company provides the scripts. That's what they say. They're providing the scripts and everything else. And you're the one who's got to put 5 different videos out. They want you posting it in 5 different locations, wearing 5 different outfits, including doctor scrubs, so that it looks more believable and candid. And then, of course, they're going to be paying these fake doctors. And then they're going to post it on a website called It's Gone Viral.
Okay, you broke up a little. You broke up just a little bit there. You're freezing because of your connection here. So you said it's gone viral.com is where it's going to be posted.
Right.
Okay.
So they own It's Gone Viral, which has millions of social media followers and views. And again, and then they have this to propagate this campaign to target the youth on TikTok, because they know TikTok has a lot of youth. Millions of youth watch TikToks and believe these doctors, which again shows you that so many of these viral videos are not truly organically viral at all. They're manipulated by these big tech companies in hand in hand with the social media companies to make them appear as if they're going viral so that they get popular. I mean, this is so disgusting. The fact that if this was a real epidemic, why the hell do you have to fake PCR tests? Why the hell do you have to fake doctors and nurses? It's so disgusting. It's abusive. And by the way, isn't it illegal to impersonate a doctor, Sue?
I don't know if it's illegal. I know it's illegal to impersonate a cop. I know it's illegal to steal valor and pretend that you were in the military. I'm not really quite sure if it's illegal to play a doctor on TikTok or not. I mean, I suppose if they're prescribing medication,
well, now we know.
You know, that would be illegal. They're not doing that. We know that people can play a doctor on television. So essentially, that's probably what they're doing. I would imagine that this is not illegal, therefore, how they're getting away with it.
Right. And you know, what's so egregious about it, too, is that it shows the fraud of the whole situation.
Oh,
you know,
blatantly. Yes. Right out in the wide open.
Exposing it. And then let's just have the topping, the icing off the cake, too. The CDC just came out with breaking news announcement just in the last hour that says that they are urging, the CDC is now urging all pregnant women, women who want to become pregnant, and breastfeeding women to go out and get those vaccines as soon as possible.
This explains that nurse from New York Presbyterian Hospital who will not be eligible for a medical exemption because she's breastfeeding her medically compromised baby and is attempting to conceive. As a matter of fact, just days ago, prior to this, what you're saying is now breaking from the CDC, this is days ago now, the human resources director, some administrator at the hospital, not even a healthcare provider, probably a TikTok doctor, a fake, told her one of the best things that you can do if you're trying to conceive is take this jab. That would be really good for you to do.
I can't believe it. You know, for years, all our lives, we have been told if you get pregnant, if I'm pregnant, I can't have soft cheeses. I can't have deli meats. I can't have a drink. I can't have a whole laundry list of things because that could potentially harm the baby. But wait a second, I can get a shot, an untested shot in my arm filled with graphene oxide and PEG, and that's going to somehow help the baby? I mean, this is ludicrous, and it's so discerning. And they say here, the CDC recommends that pregnant people should be vaccinated against COVID based on new evidence about the safety and effectiveness of COVID vaccines on pregnant people. What new medicine? What new evidence? Because this, there's been zero people that have been born under a vaccine. I mean, we haven't seen 1 year studies of them, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years after birth. Nobody's seen that. So what new evidence is this is based on? This is a fraud of biblical proportions. We know it and they know it. Not only that, this is just a license for genocide. It's this full-on genocide. It's medical genocide. It's all over. And at this point, Stu, I feel like, remember those 3D pictures, those magic eye pictures from the 90s where you had to kind of squint to look
yeah,
at it?
Yeah, of course.
And some people, right. And some people could see them, some people couldn't. Honestly, this whole entire reality right now is just one giant magic eye 3D picture. And at this point, if you can't see the image in there, you're never going to see it. If you can't see that this is a fraud, this whole thing is a sham, and you can't see beyond what the curtain is, you're never going to see it. And you're hopeless. We've been trying to educate people with facts and reason and logic, and they're just not waking up. But we're living in these two realities right now. And some people want genocide. Some people are for murder. Other people want freedom and humanity. And that's what side I'm on, Stu. I don't know what side you're on.
Well, I don't think I have left any room for subjection or doubt. I'm pretty right out there. Yeah, no. I'm 100% for the freedom, and I'm 100% against these shots. I don't think anybody under any circumstances should take these shots, whether pregnant or not, but especially if pregnant or breastfeeding. I don't think that pilots should be subjected to these shots, especially the people in our military who we depend on for the safety and the protection of this nation. They're the last line of defense for us. And here's this Lloyd Austin, the man in charge of the most brave men and women around the world, the United States military, who is apparently fully vaccinated, but yet still wearing, like, I don't know, 13 masks and then some biosuit welder's shield over his face, wearing some like weird gloves, won't shake hands, giving people daps. I mean, this is supposed to be the bravest man on the face of the planet, leading the charge of the only superpower remaining in the world, the United States military. This guy is running from a virus with a kill rate of what, 0.0001% that affected no kids, and now he wants to mask up your kids. The only person that has science on the planet is Anthony Fauci. The FDA has told us that they approve these for emergency use, but have yet to give a full authorization. And the reason why they authorized these for emergency use was because they weighed, like you mentioned, the risk versus the possible adverse event, you know, scenarios. And they just feel like that the benefits outweigh the risk. Well, what benefit do I have? I have yet been told one thing that I will receive as a benefit from taking this thing. I can't take my mask off. I still have to social distance. It's likely that we're still going to have to lock down. It doesn't prevent me from contracting the world-ending plague that is super dangerous or any of the fake variants, because there's no such thing as a variant for a virus that you can't isolate and that has never been found. How can that even be scientifically possible? If a scientist can explain that to me, I would be more than happy to listen to them. This is not about politics for me. This is about common freaking sense, and none of it is present. I mean, we have completely flipped our world upside down. The male versus female roles have been inverted in relationships all over the place. Marxism has been infiltrating us all over the place for so long. It's in our schools. It's at the collegiate level. It's now in the hospitals. My mother went in for some, I don't know what she was doing at the doctor the other day, and they looked at her like she was absolutely nuts. They pressured her. They got in her face. Why won't you take the injection? Why won't you get this vaccine? And she's like, I'm not telling you that. I don't have to tell you why I'm not giving it, because I don't want to, because I have the personal choice. Everybody's got the choice whether or not to take this. If you take it, I think you're rolling the dice, period. You know, you mentioned graphene oxide. We have had multiple sources. People from La Quinta Columna, Dr. Jane Ruby, Karen Kingston, you know, all sorts of them. I'm not going to go through the whole list, but experts, ex-Pfizer employees. People have told us that that substance is in there. Do I know? No, I don't. But I consider these sources to be 100% credible. And if they're saying that, well, I don't have any reason really to doubt them. It explains why people who are not supposed to be magnetic are suddenly magnetized, and why chicken at the supermarket and beef or wherever you go to get your food, I don't think that's supposed to be magnetic either. There are self-recorded videos all over the TikTok that you mentioned, where, by the way, Stu Peters is trending. We have 2.8 million hashtag views over there. That's really good. I'd probably have more if they weren't limiting what we're doing. But I'm fed up, Deanna. And for people to consider this thing, just tell me the benefit. All I'm waiting for is the benefit. You tell me the benefits, they outweigh the risks, I would consider it. But the fact is, there aren't benefits that outweigh the risks, at least not that I'm seeing. So please, FDA, for the emergency authorization that you gave, saying that you outweighed the benefit versus risk, please tell me, what scale were you using? Because I'm here in the real world, and I don't see anything.
No, but they're not going to see anything or say anything, because we even saw someone famously on TV last week take the shot on live TV and say, I'm not going to question what's in it. I'm not going to research what's in it. I'm not going to look it up. I'm just going to take the shot, and so will you. And that sums up everything you need to know about this campaign right now, about this gaslighting. They don't want you to look it up. They don't want you to know the benefits, and they want you to even believe there's no benefits. It's all about following God, which is science to them. Science has replaced God. Fauci's replaced God. And they have enrolled them in this cult. And once they're successfully brainwashed into this cult, there's really no way out. I mean, we're living, again, in two separate realities. And it's disgusting how far they've gone down. And now these pregnant women are abusing their unborn child and actively complicit in killing them by taking this vaccine and not even questioning it.
There she is. Deanna Lorraine firing shots. Whoa! You can find her at DeannaLorraine.com. Also, get that book, by the way, Taking Back America. We will see you tomorrow. Have a fantastic day. More of The Stu Peters Show continues in just 60 seconds. Go nowhere. There are people with boots on the ground fighting against this tyranny, standing up against school boards, standing up against these vaccine companies and the bureaucrats in your local communities who are trying to push this thing on you and now on your kids, unborn children. There are people with boots on the ground. We know that you are busy, but this guy, Christopher Key, could really use your help. If you have a dollar or $1 million, whatever you have, please go to vaccine-police.com and help Christopher Key. You can go follow him on Telegram as well. The Vaccine Police is where he is on Telegram. This is the guy that got fired from his job for standing up against a tyrannical school board on a mask mandate, where he didn't even have a kid, by the way. No skin in the game. Stood up to the school board and got the mask mandate lifted. No proof of inoculation will be required in that school district for kids returning to in-person learning this fall because of Christopher Key's efforts. Well, his job, his boss, his tyrannical overlord, his master at his work, he didn't like that. He didn't like that at all, so he fired him. Took his job away from him. Well, God has blessed Christopher Key and given him a new purpose. He's on the road doing this, and he's funded by your donations only. So please, if you find it in you, go to vaccine-police.com. Again, vaccine-police.com. Give him whatever you can. Support this guy. I support this guy. Go to vaccine-police.com. The Stu Peters Show continues right now. With looming lockdowns and, you know, quarantines, you're going to be pushed into your little bubble once again, you and your family. Turn all the lights off. Don't hug anybody. Don't associate with anybody. But if you need money for something, maybe you have to order some food in or go buy your rations, you know, the things that Fauci is going to allow you to do, you're going to need money to do that. But what if you can't get at your money? Carlos Cortez is joining us now. He is the CEO and founder at Cortez Wealth Management, the chief sponsor here. He makes the show possible. We appreciate that. We appreciate you being here. So what you were telling me is that the banks and their insurance and the amount of money that they have to carry, all this stuff could be a complete disaster for Americans, and I might not be able to get to my cash. Is that true?
Stu, thanks for having me. Yeah, I mean, a quick response is the point blank is that FDIC only requires 1-3% of your own money. So if you, an example, if you put $100,000 in, only $1,000-$3,000 needs to be in cash reserves. And so if during coronavirus, I don't know if you needed access to your money, but they lowered the limitations on how much you can withdraw from your banks. I needed a few grand one day out of the bank, and they told me I couldn't take out more than 2,500. And I used to bank with a big popular bank who I'm not going to say who it is, but everyone's heard of it. And so the problem is with Stu is it at a macro level, think about all the banks that are lending money to Joe the plumber. And they're collecting 8-9%. They have a commercial lending side of their business. This is why I like credit unions specifically that don't have commercial lending departments. So what happens is they don't have the money to the businesses don't have the money to pay the bank back for the loans because Joe Biden idiot self wants to close economy down. And so we have lockdowns. So businesses are shut down. They don't have the ability to deposit their funds into a bank. So the bank doesn't have the ability to give the money back to their customers. So it causes a massive, massive effect. But this is why I like A-rated and B-rated insurance companies, because insurance companies have and must have cash reserves. They cannot open, keep their doors open if they don't have dollar for dollar or even 87.5 cents to 93.5 cents in reserves in order to protect their money. So a combination of having a little bit of money in a credit union, maybe having a few bucks in crypto and in Bitcoin so you have access to it, maybe having gold and precious metals in your vault at home, maybe having a good old shoebox with money and underneath the mattress and your German Shepherd protecting it like my grandma did. We lose money. We lose money every year to inflation, but at least you have access to it. So a combination of all these things, I think we can battle a storm while things do get better. One day a conservative will get back in and make everything right, and the markets will grow organically, not artificially like it is right now, Stu.
It just keeps going up. This market is insane, and we can't sustain this kind of inflation. Nobody can afford anything anymore. Just to kind of highlight how this impacts the everyday person, you know, when my truck gets dirty, I go to the wash bay myself and I vacuum it out. I go through the bay and I wash my truck. I enjoy doing that myself. But when it gets really bad and I have kids and they're spilling their Cheetos and, you know, you get spilt milk and it stinks, every once in a blue moon, I take it to the guy to get it detailed inside and out. That used to cost me about 75 bucks. I just got this done yesterday. It cost me $175. The chemicals, the water, everything that he's, and it makes sense because when you go to the grocery store, you see it. And so you're going to need more and more cash as you try to make more and more purchases, specifically if you're stocking up, if you're prepping for these 10 days of darkness that we're being told about, which would be eternal darkness if Biden's puppeteers, you know, had their control. If they had their way, we'd live in darkness eternally while then they just reigned in power forever, infinitely. But you're not going to be able to have access to the amount of money that you might need. And that makes sense. It's something that I never thought of before, but I remember during the lockdowns, specifically getting emails from my bank telling me, hey, you're, by the way, your daily withdrawal limit has decreased. I thought it had something to do with me personally. I don't know how it would have, but I just kind of took it with a grain of salt. This is actually pretty scary. Carlos, we've got about 30 seconds, your final words.
No, I just think we're sounding an alarm. People need to realize that, hey, there is a financial crisis. I mean, we still don't even have an answer for the tariffs, the student loans, the pension crisis, the inflation crisis we're about to see. So there's things that you have to do. Your advisor should be telling you all this stuff. If not, contact our office, go to one of our webinars, AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com, and we'll love to bring you on as a client, even though I have a 2-month waiting list.
I've heard a lot of people that have taken part in those classes at AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. They're free, by the way. Just enter the password Cortez a couple times a week, about a half hour, have a cocktail or, you know, cozy up with your dog or your wife, your spouse, or I don't know, however you do your personal life. That's none of my business. But go to AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com, enter the password Cortez and get signed up for those things. By the way, on Telegram, I put the video that you sent me from your office earlier. A couple of Stu Peters Show listeners that made their way up from Sarasota to visit you. We appreciate that. Until tomorrow at this time, remember, here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way that you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it. May they be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. Watch Lindell's symposium closely. Until tomorrow, fly low and avoid the radar. Listen, one day they're going to come for the car. And when they do, save!